Blog Talk Radio.
An all-access football exclusive. As summertime approaches, NFL training camps are going to be picking up the pace in the heat of this hot summer here. And we're joined by Cleveland Browns' Carlton Mitchell, the wide receiver out of South Florida. Carlton, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. Carlton, we spoke a couple times leading up to the NFL draft. I mean, you ended up landing in Cleveland in the sixth round. Take the folks out there listening. What was that draft experience like, you know, sitting watching it on television?
You know, I'm not going to lie. At first, you know, you're not really trying to think about where you're going to get drafted at and what you're going to do and, you know, about all that, because you can't really control anything that happens. But, you know, as you know, every pick kind of holds your breath a little bit. So I told myself I wouldn't get nervous. I wouldn't get stressed out. But, you know, for the most part, the more and more picks that went on, the more and more I started to get nervous a little bit. But, you know, I started praying a lot and things started to calm down for me.
Nice, nice. And prior to landing in Cleveland, I mean, you know, it's a famous thing throughout the NFL draft. Teams will call, say, hey, Carlton, if you're there in the third round, we're going to take you. Third round rolls around and you don't get a phone call. Anything like that that you experienced?
No, I really didn't get no phone calls from anyone except for Cleveland.
Nice. And, I mean, did you think there was an inkling that you would go to Cleveland? I mean, did you have any workouts or any talks with anybody from the Browns prior to that?
It's funny because actually at the combine, I met with the receiver coach at one of my meetings, and then the receiver coach was at my pro day. He was doing the drills, and I met with them before pro day, and down in Miami, I trained with Dante Stallworth and ran routes with him. I trained with Brady Quinn and ran routes. Like, he did a few things with us, and then I remember in college, my coaches always compared me. They just say, like, he always bring up Brady Edwards. It's just in a way, it's always like me ending up in Cleveland. It's just meant to be.
Nice. And George McDonald, the wide receiver coach for the Browns, that's who was working you out?
Yes, sir.
Nice, nice. Carlton Mitchell here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. So, I mean, all this hard work, you look back at the combine and, you know, your pro days, the private workouts. I mean, what was the most stressful of it all?
The most stressful part, I guess the waiting. doing all this work and then, you know, I did every single thing the right way by the book, you know, as far as I didn't go out. I stayed strict to my diet, you know, I did everything. My agents and everyone asked me to. And I guess just the whole, like, the long process, just going through everything and just waiting for draft day, you know, just for that one moment. I think that's the most stressful part.
Nice, nice. And Carlton, I mean, I'm excited to see what you're going to do in Cleveland. I think you landed in a great spot. You know, besides Joshua Cribbs, and he's kind of a trick jack of all trades, if you will, the wide receiver spot seems like a fairly open competition, if you will. I mean, a lot of youth. There's not a lot of guys that, you know, have their feet just planted in. I mean, looking at the playbook and, you know, if your health, I mean, what do you think you can accomplish during your rookie season here?
You know what? My main goal right now is just to, you know, make the 53-man roster right now. And as far as accomplishing a few things for rookie season, you know, I just want to just get in and whatever role they need me to play, I just want to do that role and just play my part. Yeah. Whatever coach needs me to do, I'm going to do it to my best ability.
Next. And how about OTAs? I mean, you know, playing in that pro app, you know, pro style, I mean, did it come pretty easy to you? Or, I mean, was there any adjustments that you kind of had to make on the fly?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, at first there was a few things in their heads. It's better a little bit. But, you know, it has nothing to do with, you know, fear or anything. It just has something, a lot to do with, you know, being unaware of your surroundings. You know, after a while, you start getting aware of everything that's going on. Because at first, you're kind of in the dark. Because you already pretty much know, you know, what's going on. But after a while, you know, things start coming to you. And then you start realizing, you know, what to do, when to do it. And you get a lot more comfortable.
Nice. And, I mean, during OTAs, I mean, you know, that's really the most probably live action you've seen so far prior to this upcoming week when you report for training camp. But during OTAs, was there anybody that kind of stood out to you, that, you know, someone that you might have watched on TV on Sundays and you kind of see him up close and you're like, man, this guy's pretty impressive?
You know, a lot of the guys actually stood out to me, you know, from being around Jake, you know, our quarterback, and then watching Muhammad and Rubisky. I learned so much from them in the short amount of time I was there. And all the vets pretty much had something positive to say to the rookies, and I just kind of sit back. I don't really say much. I just sit back and just watch guys. You know, I try to ask a lot of questions when I can. Even Ben Watson asks, you know, him a few questions every now and then. And you know, it's just it's a very positive group, and you know, I really appreciate it.
Cool. Once again,
it's a perfect situation here.
Oh, definitely. And you know, I'm not far from Cleveland. I'm about an hour away from where you know where I'm set up at, and there seems to be a nice vibe growing. You know, a lot of. I mean, obviously LeBron James and all the other Cleveland things that have gone on, but the Browns kind of seem like they've fallen back into the mold as, you know what, you know, that's what the fans are going to hang on to now because they kind of, you know, with LeBron leaving, Holmgren coming into town, people, you know, like what he's doing, Mangini, his second season. I mean, is there a nice vibe? Do you kind of pick up on that yourself, through, you know, during OTAs?
There's a great vibe going on right now, and a lot of people talking about the changes and all that, and the changes for the better. And, you know, you can just see everyone's excited about everything. You know, Coach Mangini is excited. You know, Coach Holmgren, you know, Tom Hecker. Everyone's just, we all have a positive way of looking at everything now, you know, because you know, it's going to be a process. But things really seem to be moving forward right now from what I'm hearing. And, you know, I just got here. I haven't played a single down yet, so. What I'm trying to do is, you know, just try to help the team, help the club out, just try, you know, just do my best to have the most positive success.
Nice. And being from South Florida, I don't remember where you grew up, Carlton, but South Florida, where you played your college football. And now you're in Cleveland. I mean, the winters can get cold up there on the lake. I mean, was that something you thought of when you were getting up here? What's going to be like playing in that cold weather?
Yeah, you know, cause playing in the cold weather, I could do that. I could do that all day. But as far as living in the cold weather, just know for a fact I'm going to struggle with that because I never really lived in cold weather. But playing-wise, you know, it's just mental for me.
Nice.
You know, I keep hearing about these stories, like 3 foot of snow, like, it's going to be something different.
Nice. Yeah, it'll happen. And like I said, yeah, you get some crazy lake effect snow up there in Cleveland, especially, you know, at that area. So, Carlton, I mean, you know, I think the last 6 months have probably been, I would say probably the most craziest 6 months of your entire life. I mean, looking back, I mean, South Florida, I mean, through the combine, through everything else, now you're a Cleveland Brown. I mean, and, you know, you keep having to prove yourself. I mean, you know, what's that like, you know, being the top dog at South Florida and it's just one, you know, prove yourself at the combine, prove yourself at pro days. Now you got to prove yourself again. I mean, how do you keep getting yourself up for that mentally?
You know, actually mentally it's not that bad, you know, just being an athlete in general and just being someone who loves to compete, you know, that's just the type of thing that all athletes are striving for, you know, just a lot, everyone's going to say what they want to say, you can't control that, but the fact that you know, like, deep down inside what you can and what you will do, you know, that just speaks for itself, so every day I just go out there and just do what I can and just try to do it the best way.
Nice.
So, I will be the best at what I do. You know, I just have to, you know, sit back and just wait to see what my role is. So I have to, you know, master that.
Nice. Well, Carlton, I'm telling you, I got a lot of faith in you. You know, I do a lot of radio around draft time going on different areas, and you're one guy that I always would kind of bring up when they'd say, you know, who's a guy to keep your eye on. I'd always go straight to South Florida and say, you know, wide receiver Carlton Mitchell. And I think you definitely, you know, you have the skill set, you have that blazing speed, the big body. I think you're going to surprise, and people are going to really take notice of you in Cleveland and the NFL. I mean, for you, I mean, what's the biggest adjustment? I mean, I think you're a pretty good route runner. I mean, is it your hands right now? I mean, what's your main focus getting into camp? I mean, besides making the team on a personal level, it's maybe something that the coaches are kind of harping you on during OTAs and practices.
The main thing right now is just, man, just picking up where I left off at, you know, just
okay.
Continue to absorb all this information they're throwing at us. You know, because the football part, my coach always said the football part is easy. The hard thing is, you know, the mental part of football, you know, all the things they throw at us and just the things that ties along with it, you know, all the meetings and just, you know, from special teams to knowing the offense inside and out. So, you know, I think the main thing I want to do right now is just continue to grow as a football player, like a student of the game, and just stay healthy.
Nice, nice. And the rookie symposium, you know, all that stuff that goes along with being a rookie, I mean, signing trading cards and stuff, I mean, what's that experience has been like?
It's been a great experience. You know, it's something that you see when you're younger, and you kind of look forward to it. And when it finally comes, you know, it's like, oh, we have to sign 4,000 cards, or we have to sit here for 4 hours and go here for 3 hours.
I mean, that card with you, I mean, what did you keep one for yourself or anything like that? Is that something that you kind of thought was a neat deal, or?
For my cards?
Yeah.
No, I wish I could, but they count all of them, so
Okay.
I send them all back.
And how tiring is that, signing 4,000 cards? I mean, how long does that take somebody to do?
It depends.
For you, how long did it take you to do?
I think the most I did at once is 3,700, and that probably took me about a good 3 hours.
Wow.
Just going nonstop.
Nice. Well, Carlton, we want to keep base with you. Obviously, I think you have to be in Cleveland July 22nd to report. But, you know, I think you have a great future ahead of you, and we just wish you the best. And, obviously, I think you have a great skill set. So, best of luck this summer. Stay healthy. Keep your head in the playbook, and you're going to be all right.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yep. That's Carlton Mitchell, the Cleveland Brown wide receiver, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Sixth-round pick, Cleveland, in need of some offensive playmakers besides Josh Cribbs, and he's definitely a gentleman that you folks out there are going to want to keep your eyes on. Remember, Carlton Mitchell, the former South Florida wide receiver, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Show. I'm your host, Beau Marchant. Thanks, as always, for taking some time and joining us here once again on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.